Welcome. Now, you can talk. What do you? This is the ever relaxed after hours with Rick Kogan. I'm Rick Kogan, and that woman laughing, that charming laugh, is Denise Tomasello, an old friend of mine who is the gist of this interview, and the reason for this interview is I haven't seen her in some time except walking down the street, and she is coming back after roughly 3 years of not performing. She's coming back on next Sunday at 3 o'clock, so you can go see her show at the Desplaines Theater, which I want to talk to you about, Denise. Well, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Well, thank you.
You look great. It's been a tough 2 years, hasn't it?
It has been really, really bad.
Among many things, you lost the love of your life.
Yes, I did. I lost my husband. June 21st will be 2 years exactly.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to get over.
Yeah, I didn't get married till late in life, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and to finally find your soulmate, and then I feel like it was just too short.
How did you two meet?
Well,
a concert? Are you saying?
No. No. We met. I came back from California. That was a great idea, and I had gained 6 pounds, and I thought that was
the end of your romantic
life.
Yeah.
So I went to the health club, and I don't work out. I still don't work out. So I go to the health club, and
just stand around. waiting to meet a guy.
Yeah, that's one of my jokes in the show. So I go up to the, I go there. I had this old Bally's health club membership, and I thought, well, I'll just go there, you know.
And so I see if there are any machines that I can figure out how to work. Yeah.
I go over to get a sip of water, and all of a sudden I hear, don't drink all the water. And I thought, oh my God, who do I know here? I don't have any makeup on. I'm not dressed up. My hair looks terrible. And I turn around, and there was my husband standing there, very handsome, tall.
He was.
With
he
his
was
white
indeed.
Hair. You know.
Wow.
And
it was a great, great, great love affair.
Yeah,
and no
that's how we met.
About it. I would see him in certain audiences just beguiled by you. You and I go back a long
time.
Wait, we are veterans of the cabaret scene. When do you? I may have given you your first review.
You did. You did.
Favorable. I like the thing was favorable because you're here now.
Yeah.
You were playing Sages.
Sages on State. That fabulous.
Remind people, you don't have to remind me, but remind people of how you came to music in the first place.
Okay. In the very first place, I was a closet singer. I really didn't sing in school or any of that stuff. And then my one sister had a guitar. So I kind of sing with a guitar around the house, and I'm terrible at being a musician. So my sister started dating a musician, and he said, oh, I'm putting together a show band. And my sister said, oh, my little sister sings.
She's a great singer. How old were you?
I was like 18, 19 years old. And so my sister came home and said, oh, you know, you can maybe be in this band. And that's
directly from the bathroom at home to a stage somewhere.
Exactly. And I went to the audition. They gave me the job. And I was shocked. I didn't even memorize the words. I brought a music book. And then they said, okay, you got to start working. And guess what the name of the place was? It was called After Hours.
Was it really?
I swear. It was on River Road up north in the suburbs. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was
good,
a gorgeous place.
They'd sue me for stealing for stealing their name. And then, Denise, you really carved a fantastic career. I'm not the only person who sometimes refers to you. You never refer to yourself this way, but a famous old writer for the Sun-Times, a friend of mine and yours, called you at one point the Queen of Cabaret. And it's true.
Oh,
it is
you.
True. There
thank
were it in a time. Name some of the places you played to remind people of what a scene this used to be.
Well, when I first got that first job I was talking about, I decided I was going to retire. And I said, because I can't sing dance music. And it was a dance
retire at 19 after
I was,
her incredible
I was
career.
Like 20-something, 21.
As a professional singer.
So I'm singing at the Arlington Park Hilton.
Sure, remember
and
it
I
well.
Said, I'm just going to put together a trio, and I'm going to sing all the songs I love. So I singing all the songs I love, and a man came up to me on my break, because it was the tack room upstairs.
Yeah, sure.
Remember they had all the big stars?
Absolutely.
Steve and Edie and all that. And he came up to me, and he said, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, I just live, 10 minutes away. And he said, you should be downtown. He goes, I know this jewel of a room that's perfect for you. And I said, Oh, okay. So tomorrow night, I'm bringing in the entertainment director. So be on your A game. So the next night, I get all dressed up and everything, and I'm waiting and thinking I'm saving all my best material. He never comes in. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, that was a lie.
I am going to retire.
Right?
Yeah, now I'm going to retire.
So Monday morning, my phone rings, and they said, we have an audition for you at Sages. And I didn't plan on being a chanteuse. I never had seen a cabaret singer in my life.
Wow.
I'd never been to a nightclub.
What kind of music did you know? I mean, obviously, well, you had some affection for the Great American Songbook.
Absolutely. Yeah. From my mother and father. I'd watch the Judy Garland show. I mean, that was like my favorite thing to watch. So I wasn't like listening to any of the pop stuff. I didn't like it way back then. And no offense. I mean, there's so wonderful pop singers out there.
Oh, sure.
It's just nothing I listen to still to this day.
Right, right. So you went down for this audition.
And I got the job. And the lady said to me, I had to go on cold, sing three songs in front of an audience.
Wow.
And she stuck her hand out afterwards. Her name was Norma Gimbel. And she said, I'll give you 2 weeks. And I was there for 6 years.
I
never left. From that day that she shook my hand, I started the following week. I was there 5 nights a week, 6 years, 5 hours during the week, and 6 on Saturdays.
And is that where I saw you and reviewed you?
That's where you saw me.
It has been an amazing career, and it is being resurrected next Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can go see Denise. Then you can still listen to the next edition of After Hours, which will be on next Sunday. Go to oshows.com for tickets. We'll talk more about Denise's pretty astonishing life. You're going to be with a 17-piece orchestra?
Yes, I am.
And she's going to be at the newly refurbished Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines. We'll talk about that. What is this theater? What was it?
Well,
how can I not know this place?
I know. It was an old theater that had sat empty for a while.
Yeah.
And then Ron Onesti, who is the genius out at the Arcata.
Yep.
And he and his brother. Ron is a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He made that whole thing happen.
He's an entertainment entrepreneur, yeah.
And so then the Des Plaines Theater, and he hooked up, and he did the same thing there. He's bringing in all these fabulous acts.
Wow.
And I'm honored that I get to play this place. It is really something.
Are you, before we take a break, are you at all, you've performed in front of all manner of crowds for many years, except the last 3 years. Are you at all nervous, Denise Tomasello?
Yes. If I said no, I'd be lying. Of course. I think all entertainers get a little nervous. But
no matter what, they've been doing it every week.
Absolutely. Yeah. You get nervous, but it's a nervous, excited kind of
you
combo.
Will hear this astonishing voice. I could read you all manner of things. What did I call you? I've been favorite. Oh, I called her. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, in the Tribune. Wildly glamorous and wickedly amusing when she sinks her teeth into a belter's delight. The room sizzles. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. As you know, I am sitting here talking with Denise Tomasello, who for decades now has been one of the, if not the brightest light on the entertainment scene in Chicago. I refer to her as a cabaret singer, and I think that does her justice. Her new show, which is next Sunday at 3 p.m. at the newly refurbished Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines. She'll be with a 17-piece orchestra. Sing of that, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been out for a while, that should be an inducement not just to hear Denise sing, but to hear an orchestra. It's a tribute of sorts to Judy, Liza, Barbara, and me, it's called. That's pretty good company you're putting yourself in.
Well, those are my idols.
Well, and also your inspirations.
Exactly. Those are the ladies that made me want to become a singer.
Let's hear you sing. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Krista Flores, the great engineer in here, would be happy to play because I figured out how to send these things to Krista. Finally, after all these years, this is Denise Tomasello singing Come Rain or Come Shine. Okay, what do you think? I know you're thinking now, man, that woman can really sing. What you should do is go to the website, oshows, DeniseThomasello.com to get tickets to Denise Tomasello's show, which is next Sunday, 3 p.m. 3 p.m., a very convenient time because you can then listen to the After Hours on next Sunday. What do you think when you hear yourself sing, Denise Tomasello? I mean, you smile, but does it make you happy?
Of course, yeah. It makes me happy.
Are you deep into rehearsal now for the...
Yes, very deep into rehearsal.
You're not rehearsing with the entire 17-piece orchestra.
No, actually what you do first is you rehearse with your musical director. Then you pull the trio together, mm-hmm. and you only rehearse with the orchestra twice.
Wow. Wow. So, how is it to come back to this? Have you been doing, you know, vocalese or singing at home or...
I was honestly so depressed losing my husband that I didn't even think, you know, didn't care to sing at all.
And you didn't really think, you probably didn't think, well, you know, one way to, you know, cure my sorrow is to go back and play.
Everybody said, you need to be back on stage.
Did they?
You
all of your friends?
All my friends said, that will help you.
One of the things that I hope you do know, Denise Tomasello, is you have a ton of fans. I mean, from all those years at Sages and all those years at the other legendary clubs in this town, you have nurtured thousands of fans.
Thank
and
you.
You know that, and that must make you feel good.
I feel like Chicago and I love each other. It's like, it's a love affair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just got back from a lengthy trip.
that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Before a concert.
Was it a great idea?
No, I'm tired. but I'll prevail.
Yeah. Well, you got a week to sleep, and
right.
you have this lovely new pal assistant, Aaron, who's
right.
helping you with all sorts of chores and stuff, and a college singer. And you, Denise Tomasello, how are the rehearsals going? I mean,
great.
One of the things that occurs to me is that all great singers use their life experiences when they're translating music. Has this 3 years given your? I gotta believe it's given
your. It's given
song,
me a lot more depth.
Yeah,
and I always feel that the most important thing is the emotion behind the lyric.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter how high you can sing, low you can sing, what style you can sing. If your heart's in it, that's what the people really connect with.
Well, I'm also thinking that you know now, and I hate to keep beating on this sad thing, you know sorrow in a much different way than you ever had before in your life. And some of the great standards deal with love and loss. So I think you may not even realize it, but the people listening to you, I think, are sure to realize that because you bring yourself to the stage. And one of the other great things about a cabaret performer, even in a theater, because a theater can become a cabaret. Any
right.
space, I think, can become a cabaret.
Correct.
You have had always, and I think it's probably because you played so many years to begin your career at Sages, there's a real intimacy you feel with the audience, isn't there?
Yes. I love the audience probably as much as they're coming to see me. I'm so grateful they're there. So I really have a great time with them. I love, you know, I like to just play with the audience and
yes.
just do my own thing.
Well, you picked, you know, one of the great things about you, too, Denise, and people forget is you were on the road with people like Don Rickles and Alan King and the one and only Jackie Mason.
Right.
So you got a sense of how those characters, and those were characters.
They were characters, for sure.
Related to people, too. And that's the nature, the essence, I think, of
right.
cabaret is the relationship between performer and audience.
Right. And I think this show is going to be a little bigger, more like a Vegas show brought to Desplaines Theater.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of that. So we want to make it a real wow. Even though it's cabaret, if you think about it, almost every song is cabaret.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
all
no,
the songs, Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland, that's where it all stems from, the Great American Songbook and Broadway show tunes.
Exactly. When Sinatra referred to... favorably, Tony Bennett as the world's greatest saloon singer.
Right.
He didn't say the world's greatest big venue
right.
Vegas entertainer.
Right.
He said the world's greatest saloon singer. And I think that's how Sinatra always considered himself, though he played the world's biggest kind of venues. So you're excited and nervous at the same time.
Always.
When do you do the two rehearsals with the entire band?
The entire orchestra will be together on Friday, and then the morning of.
Wow. Again, ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday, 3 o'clock, at the beautiful new Desplaines Theater, the refurbished Desplaines Theater. You can get tickets by going to oshows.com. We will hear some news and come back and say goodbye to Denise Tomasello, because she now needs to rest and do more rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And she and Aaron will get out of here, and you'll hear her sing another song. So stay tuned. Welcome back. I have a few minutes with Denise Tomasello. I'm going to tell you once more that she will be next Sunday at the refurbished Desplaines Theater, where she tells me Tony Orlando and Dawn played there and Paul Anka played there, and I've never heard of it. I'm so out of touch. But Denise, after 3 years of being kind of cooped up, sadly, tragically losing her husband, love of her life, is making her return to the music cabaret scene. Go to oshows.com to get your tickets. Don't be nervous, Denise Tomasello. You're going to knock them dead, as you always do.
Thank you.
As you always do.
Thank you for having me, Rick. It's really been a pleasure.
We're old pals. And if, you know, old pals can't take care of each other, what good is the world?
And really, you have to get to this Desplaines Theater, because trust me, it is really a wonderful venue.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds fantastic.
Ron Onesti, he is really a genius.
He is the Flow Ziegfeld of modern day Chicago. Right. I'm going to say goodbye to Denise and her pal Aaron, and as they walk out here, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Crystal Flores Engineering, is Denise Tomasello singing a song that you will know.